From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. Reforestation plays an important role in mitigating climate change as well as revitalizing our ecosystems, but it can be hard to plant new trees when you don't have enough seeds. Nurseries all across the country are short more than 2 billion, yeah, that's billion with a B, seedlings every year. And seeds aren't the only thing in short supply, so are the people that help grow them. The University of Idaho's Franklin H. Pitkin Forest Nursery is helping to fill this gap by growing baby trees and then training nursery leaders. So here to tell us more about that is the director for the Center for Forest Nursery and Seedling Research, Andrew Nelson. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me today.
So first question, why is there a seedling shortage?
So, there's been an increasing interest to accelerate the pace and scale of reforestation. We've seen this a lot on federal lands to help clear the backlog of areas that are in need of reforestation, a lot following wildfires as well as other natural disturbances. We've also seen increasing demands on state and private lands for seedlings. I personally started noticing increases in seedling demands following the announcement of the Trillion Tree Initiative supported by the U.S. at the Davos World Economic Forum, their annual meeting January 2020. And this was followed by the launch of the United Nations Decade on Ecosystem Restoration the year before. And so that was kind of the beginning of it. And then shortly thereafter, we started seeing a lot more gain in political support for the Replant Act, which eventually got incorporated into the infrastructure law that was recently passed. And this aimed to address the reforestation needs on federal lands. And right around that time, in early 2020, is when the COVID-19 pandemic began. And when the pandemic began, people were at home, working from home a lot, and we saw surging demands for lumber for new home builds and renovation projects. And the response to these high lumber demands was to increase lumber production and timber harvesting on private lands primarily, which required more seedlings to reforest sites that were recently harvested. So, just in summary, there's just a combination of events that led to this recent surge in seedling demand.
And then there's a recent study that just came out, Andrew, and it's from Frontiers, and it estimates that there are 133 million acres that need to be reforested by the year 2040. So I'm curious, how many trees is that?
Well, on average, we get by with somewhere in the range of 300 to 400 trees per acre. So you can take the acreage and multiply it by those numbers and come up with an estimate of what the seedling demand might be.
So do we have enough seedlings to meet that goal?
No. There's a variety of issues that lead into why we're not able to, or we don't currently have the amount of seedlings to meet that demand. The public doesn't always understand that nurseries can't just turn on the faucet to increase seedling production. It requires substantial investments in new infrastructure, technology, and skilled labor to be able to ramp up production. And so nurseries were pretty well balanced with what the current demands were. And now we've just seen this surge from a variety of these factors that I mentioned. And the nurseries have not been able to keep up with that pace and scale and demand.
And the Pitkin Nursery is what, one of just two university forest nurseries in the entire country where students are trained to raise seedlings for reforestation. So can you tell us a little bit more about your program?
Sure. Yeah. So we are one of two nursery programs at universities. We're the oldest program in the U.S. We date back to 1909. When Charles Shattuck and associates began growing seedlings to meet the planting needs of Idahoans. Our program really ramped up in the 1980s when we built greenhouses and started shifting production into containerized, which are the plug seedlings. Currently, we have some full-time staff, four full-time staff, but the majority of our workforce is approximately 25 undergraduate and graduate students that help grow the seedlings each year and assist with the nursery operation. Our new student employees assist with things like sowing seeds, packing seedlings, and shipping seedlings across the state and region. Most of the students work throughout their career or their time at the university, so 3 to 4 years. And those that continue over the years are given greater responsibilities where they learn how to batch fertilizers and irrigate the crop. Essentially, these are just skills that they learn that are easily transferable to the nursery industry, which makes our graduates in high demand for nursery jobs.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of benefits do we get from reforestation?
Well, there's a variety of benefits for reforestation. You know, I mean, forests in general are, you know, globally, they're sequestering, you know, upwards of 2 billion tons of carbon dioxide each year. And with you know, massive loss in forests due to deforestation as well as wildfires and so forth, there's just been you know, a lot of loss in potential carbon sequestration. In the U.S., people also value their forests for a variety of ecosystem benefits, you know, recreation, wildlife, wood products, and non-timber forest products like huckleberries and mushrooms. And you know, when we've just seen these losses, those benefits back to society are lost as well.
So I'm curious about your nursery. How many baby trees does your nursery produce every year?
So we grow around 450,000 seedlings every year. The vast majority of our seedlings are small commercial conifers that go for reforestation.
And so what kind of trees are those that you grow? They're the conifers.
Sure. So we grow Idaho State Tree, which is the Western White Pine. But we also grow species like Western Larch and Douglas Fir and Western Red Cedar and Lodgepole Pine. In total, we grow 65 different plant species. So in addition to these reforestation seedlings, we grow a variety of native shrubs and hardwoods that are used for habitat restoration, windbreaks, and landscaping. And we also grow seedling stock that gets planted in Christmas tree farms for future Christmas trees that people put in their houses.
So so beyond these Christmas tree farms that people use these, where else do these young trees get planted?
So our smaller reforestation seedlings are primarily planted in Idaho on family forest lands, some industrial timberlands, and some state lands, such as the UI Experimental, the University of Idaho Experimental Forest. We have customers in all 44 Idaho counties. And out of the 450,000 seedlings we grow each year, we sell to about 1,200 individual customers. You know, we grow all of the blue spruce seedlings that the Idaho Forest Products Commission gives out each spring on Arbor Day across the state of Idaho. And so, you know, even just outside the state, we sell to customers in Oregon and Washington and Montana, where about 60% of our seedlings are planted in the Northern Rockies and 30% go to Eastern Washington and Oregon.
And I know that you don't just, you know, grow trees and grow these seedlings. You do a lot of research as well. So can you talk to us a little bit about the research you do, but also, you know, the importance behind it?
Sure. Yeah. So some of our more recent research has been on drought conditioning seedlings, which is exposing seedlings to drought within a greenhouse to better prepare them for drier futures once they get planted on the out into the field. And what we've seen in recent years is just much hotter and drier summers that have led to large scale reforestation failures that are associated with drought. And the hope is with some of this research is that we'll be able to program the seedlings in the nursery to be able to withstand these drought conditions and help make sure that the seedlings are going to survive and that the forests are going to be there in the future.
Mm-hmm. So where can people go if they're interested in working with or maybe learning more about about not just this nursery, but frankly, maybe doing more with this.
Sure. Well, you know, people can go to our website at the Center for Forest Nursery and Seedling Research, where we provide a lot of resources on proper tree planting and updates on some of our research results that we find with some of our trials. You know, there's a variety of other resources. The federal government, through the reforestation genetic program, it's called Ringer RNGR. They have a nice website, rngr.net, which has a whole host of information on upcoming meetings as well as recent research results.
Well, Andrew, it's been a real pleasure talking to you and learning more about this. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. We've been talking with the director of the University of Idaho's Franklin H. Pitkin Nursery, Andrew Nelson, talking about the critical need for tree seedlings and for the people that help grow them.